fact or fiction. We live in a world of instant communication where we can see more things than ever. Photographs and videos from all around the world populate in our inbox and on social media and streaming services. In the news, we see what is shown to us, and we allow ourselves to believe on some level of fact, depending on who is telling us the facts. We have opinions on everything these days, even if we are uneducated on the topic. In entertainment, we see computer-generated images of things that don't really exist in our world, but we want to believe what we are seeing for entertainment's sake. In a world of instant news and fantastic entertainment, it is difficult to make us believe anything we are seeing is real. If we saw a man's hand being healed right in front of us, we would think it was a magic trick, or that we were being fooled on candid camera. Artificial intelligence is making us look closer and consider what we are seeing. When it comes to entertainment, we enjoy what AI can create, but in an age of questionable facts, AI is helping any random individual to make fiction into facts. What the Pharisees saw was something extraordinary and in person. There was no electricity or screens. Jesus healed a man right before their eyes. But instead of considering what this was and who this was, their pride and their laws distracted them. They believed what they saw, that in an instant the man was healed, but because they hated the person performing the miracle, they were blind to the truth. Instead of believing in Jesus, they discussed how they could turn this infraction of the rules to their advantage. They had the facts, and still they decided that Jesus was an outlaw. Their opinions were more important to them than the facts. Many of us have a narrative running in our minds as well. Sometimes we turn away from what we don't like, and we turn towards what we like. Sometimes we hold on to our pride and run with our own narrative. Perhaps we could take a second look and see the truth of the gospel for what it is, and focus on learning exactly what Jesus is trying to teach us, lest our opinions lead us astray, just like the Pharisees. About the author. Anita L. Renahan is the author of several books, including literary fiction, science fiction, and a young adult trilogy. She loves a good character study and has been many characters herself, including an aircraft mechanic in the Air Force, a college graduate, a second degree black belt, lost, a waitress and bartender, a wife and mother, an account executive found, and a constantly inventive singer-songwriter. Anita is interested in sharing her faith with others through her writings and story characters. Her website is anitarenahan.com.